The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good. That's good right there. Morning, Sober Minds.
I hadn't even.
I know.
Touched it yet.
I came on.
Dang
I didn't
it. I want it.
Never mind.
Here.
Stop it.
Let me know.
Stop it. Today is April 2nd. Yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Wow. We're with it this morning.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man. A month in.
Thank God.
2 weeks in more, and we're done with a little bit. We get a little time off, man. I'll tell you, it's been a crazy season. Anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
And Dave, the guy who rocks around the clock.
Good morning.
Anyway.
I feel that way anymore. I don't know about you guys, but it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning anymore before I'm getting to bed.
I don't have a bed anymore. I've been sleeping in the recliner for about a month.
No, I go to bed earlier than that, but I'm up like at 4.
Yeah, I get up sometimes between 4 and 6. It
yeah.
just depends on what's happening and what's going on and how good I slept the night before. Anyway, we're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agents. That's down in Red Bluff at 810 Main Street, 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Also, Luke Pearson Construction. Custom homes and excavating. Boy, try to say that 5 times fast. 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded. And also, our newest sponsor
is Crackmaster. Don't forget Crackmaster. Jeff Wurst down there on 273. He has over 30 years of experience in windshield repair.
Yeah, he just repaired mine, and I think he repaired yours too.
Yeah, like for the fourth time.
I know. It's like, what's going on out there? Are we driving? You don't get too close to these trucks, man. They're bouncing rocks and everything else off of them.
Well, the thing is, you've got to get closer. I have discovered that if you ride their butts, you don't get the rocks because they don't bounce and then hit the windshield.
Oh, so there's an optimal distance to not crack your windshield.
Exactly. It can't be that the windshields are cheaper nowadays than they used to be.
I don't know. Yeah. Are they made in China?
Yes, they all are made in China. I checked to Jeff about this, and he said, yeah. He said it doesn't matter whether you drive an Lexus or, you know, a Volkswagen, the glass is all the same.
I think that's Lexus, not a Lexus.
Well, what about
Lexus
the,
is the one you talk to.
What about
computer.
Those Tesla vehicles? Those are supposed to be like bulletproof to 9mm or something, aren't they, for the windows?
I guess if you pay enough for them. I don't know. But anyway, you know, he does chips and cracks. He's the best in the 500 miles of in the North State. So go down and see Jeff if you got a problem with your windshield. His phone number is 530-241-8373.
We want to give a shout-out to Marty McGill out at Clear Creek Microgreens, MountaintopMedia.com, and Big O Tires with Jay and the gang. Our producer is Liam, and he's been doing a great job. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, the fun never stops.
I hear you.
It's been going and going and going.
We're
going
to see if we can slay a few more snowflakes today.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to upset
like,
somebody.
That's almost as bad as saying shave a cedar shingle thin 5 times. Slayer of snowflakes.
Slayer.
Or snowflake slayer.
Sounds like a video game title.
I was thinking of that video of the with who did that? Oh, it's Elmer Fudd. Remember that? I'm a real
web slayer.
I'm a rabbit slayer. Come out to thunder and the lightning. Never mind.
We're dating ourselves now. No. That's for sure.
We're already dated. Okay, so
some are, some aren't.
Where are we in the grand scheme of things? I mean, good grief! I don't
Do
even,
we want to talk about chat room here, some of the stuff going on in Shasta County? I mean, over from what they've kind of hit upon all morning about what's going on with Shasta County.
Well, I guess we've made the national news with the voting thing and the new hand count that nobody likes that's Democratic because it's...
Well, that's not true because that Clint's a Democrat.
Oh, well, maybe he is.
He is a liberal Democrat. He said that.
How can you say that all in the same, sentence? I'm a liberal Democrat. What does that mean?
Yes, we may be
old school
very,
liberal
very
Democrats
quiet.
Are just called Republicans now.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Now the new Democrat is the new communist. I'm a liberal communist. it's like, a Democrat used to be, believed in America, wanted to, help the poor, wanted a better standard of living for everybody. Now it's like, we just want government to tell us what to do on everything.
Well, just like so many things, the definition of Democrat, I think, has changed since the 60s. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
A big time,
Well, there's so many things coming out, and it's, there's so much news that's distraction, and it's hard to really keep up with everything. I mean, I'm going to go with the first story. Let's talk about California dumps Dominion and goes to paper ballots. And Mike Lindell's been promoting this story all over the place, and that got national attention because, oh, my God, it's the pillow guy. He can't be too smart, even though – he's like, made millions in an industry, and I guess he can't be too smart, but I don't know.
Yeah, let's see. He kind of came from the, area like we did. It wasn't all handed to him on a silver platter and all that, and he worked his way up and made a big company, and in the United States.
Why
and,
does it matter if he's making pillows or not? Why, does it matter if he – see, that's the thing. Yeah. Attack the messenger, not the message. See, is the fact that the Dominion, and I heard someone say on one of these social medias, oh gee, there's no evidence of voters cheating. That's like, yeah, there's no evidence that you've gotten out of your house in 6 months either.
But there was in 16, but not lately. Anyway, we have Liam. You have a question?
Here's my take on the celebrities becoming politicians.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like it. I have nothing against Trump. I have nothing against Dr. Oz. I have nothing against Mike Lindell. But I just hate, like, the whole TV personality deciding that they want to be a
like,
politician.
Would that be like the guys on The View and Joy Behar and Ann Navarro? And
what do you call a celebrity?
To your point specifically, it feels to me like The Hunger Games.
Exactly. And that's how it feels to me. I just don't like it. You have the right to do it. You're an American citizen, sure. Like you could do it, but it feels slimy.
See, so what's happening is that we're looking at the messengers and not the message. That's my point. Is there any evidence of voter fraud in the elections? Yeah, it's over and over and over again. First, the Democrats called it all, the elections are no good when Trump won, but when they won, then anybody who calls an election any kind of cheating, then all of a sudden you're some kind of alien.
See, again, what's your definition of celebrity, though?
Yeah. Anybody who's famous?
Somebody that's in the public eye, I would think.
I'm just asking,
See, it depends on what you're talking about. When you say celebrity, too, yeah. I think it's a good point because Mike Lindell's, I don't know if he's a celebrity any more than Henry Ford was a celebrity.
That's what I mean.
But everyone knows the MyPillow guy.
Well, everyone knows a lot of the guys on the left, too. What makes them a celebrity? Everybody knows President Trump and President Biden. Are they celebrities?
So I could see the MyPillow guy as being one that would – he is kind of up-and-comer because he got to politics. But you've got, like, Trump in his past. It was the movies. It was the TV shows. It was all the rest of it. These massive celebrity profiles. I think it would be cooler if we ended up seeing a little bit more of Joe Schmo off the street who actually represents America – in one of these positions.
Well, see, what I'd like to do is I'd like to have somebody represent that has knowledge, mm-hmm. because you can go across Joe Schmo America and say, hey, how many days are in a year? 270. Yes. You know, I mean, and you got that one guy that no matter what answer they give, they is yes. And
Mark Dice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was a Mark Dice that does it. But, you know, it's interesting that half the people out there are so ill-informed and so uneducated. So what I'd like to do is base all of these things on facts.
Okay? That's where I was going to go. Yeah, because that makes a big difference. It shouldn't matter where they are in society.
I don't care.
As long as it's based upon facts.
I don't care who the messenger is.
Where are you getting the facts from, though?
Exactly. I want to know. Well, again, they're facts you get from any place. If they're facts, it's not the your truth, my truth thing. I want to know the truth, okay? And that's what we're talking about. If the truth is that there's a communist takeover going on in America and the Chinese have been paying off Joe Biden with lots of money, it's either a fact or it's not. Okay? That's either the truth or it's not. And I don't care who brings the message as long as they bring the message of truth. And that's why mainstream media is falling apart. Because they don't tell a story, or they don't tell the story, they tell any story that they try to narrow you into some kind of narrative, and the thought police come out if you disagree and argue with their narrative.
And they all tell the same story.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. They don't have their story, even. They all tell the same
story.
Okay,
here's an example. Is Joe Biden cognitively impaired?
Yes.
There's no question in my mind. And there's so much evidence.
That's being nice.
That's what I'm saying. There's so much evidence that has been completely thrown to the side. So if Mike Lindell brings it up, it's because he's a celebrity that's a problem, right? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I want to know is the truth. I don't care who brings it up if they've got a point that's valid. Okay? And that goes on the other side, too. But the problem is that the other side, if you will, I'm not even sure I'm on anybody's side. I'm a libertarian. I believe in freedom. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in property rights. I believe in freedom. I don't think that has anything to do with Republicans or Democrats.
No.
Because half of them are half of the Republicans are, you know, saying that they're Republicans and they're not.
Liars.
Well, and you look at the system that they've created now, it's all the same people. It's all the same people. As soon as the camera goes off, you've got each side of the aisles that are coming together. They're hugging, they're kissing, they're slapping ass. They're going all over.
I don't know about the ass slapping thing, okay? You lost me.
Whoa.
At the ass slapper.
Whoa!
But my point is that we hear it on both sides of the aisle. We hear disinformation on both sides of the aisle. And, you know, this is so what are we doing right now? We're not talking about the fact that these Dominion machines have been compromised according to several reports in several arenas,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's DeKalb County or whatever, provable stuff. But we won't talk about that. What we'll talk about is that Mike Lindell's bringing it up.
Right. And Jimmy made a good point in the chat room. What about actor Ronald Reagan?
There was So I don't think that celebrity is really the litmus test as much as do you know what the hell you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the litmus test on both sides. And the problem with most of the Democratic sides is they lie about everything. I mean, you can almost count on it. And I'm not saying that the Republicans don't lie either. But I'll tell you what, the narrative coming from the Democrat side is almost entirely lies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is go back to some morality of truth, where the truth actually matters. And I don't care if that's the right or the left. I want to know the truth. I don't want anybody's version of the truth. And that's why the media has lost so many people. I mean, the report I saw on CNN was they were down to 83,000 viewers on primetime.
Wow.
But that goes back to the Dominion machines. That's what the whole thing about going to hand counting is
right.
Is to get the truth how the people truly feel about their votes.
Well, and we what did our own Kathy Darling Allen here in Shasta County, in charge of elections.
There's no problem.
She doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to even look at it. Okay.
No.
And she likes the voting machines. Well, what if everybody else in the county doesn't? What if she didn't recuse herself from the election? What if she's promoting a machine that doesn't count the votes correctly, whether by knowingly or not?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what she thinks. I want to know, is the vote being counted accurately? Because how do you get four Democrats elected in the county that's overwhelmingly 65% conservative? I guess it's possible, and I'm not even arguing that it couldn't happen. I'm arguing that I don't trust those voting machines because I've seen evidence over and over and over again that the voting machines are switching votes.
Right. The evidence makes the case that it happens. That's the way it's supposed to work, not the case make the evidence.
Right. And it's just absolute common sense at some point. How did Joe Biden get 81 million votes, where Trump got like 10 million more than he did the last time that he won? How did Joe Biden get more votes than Barack Obama? How did Joe Biden, who never campaigned from his basement most of the time, they didn't go out. You'd see all of these big gatherings with Trump. He'd fill up stadiums and there were people, you know, marching everywhere in support of Trump. Did you see any Biden rallies? There was like 10 people on a green screen and circle. I mean, I seen so many pictures,
oh, yeah,
but nobody even showed up.
Yeah, and the crowd would go, yay.
Now, that in itself defies logic. Okay, then you go, wow, was there any cheating in the voting? I don't know. Let's see. Go watch the trailer for 2000 Mules and tell me if you don't think there was some cheating going on. Let's talk about the FBI and Twitter. Let's talk about the FBI and collusion with all the social media, stopping the laptop from coming out, squelching any opposition from other voices that were conservative or in opposition to, the narrative. You go to time after time after time, you see that the information is being squashed that is all coming out later saying it's true. Remember, oh, the laptop, that's Russian disinformation. No. Oh, yeah, he's in collusion with the Russians. No. The Mueller report is going to get him. How many times is Trump supposed to be indicted? Now he's indicted.
Maybe.
Well, he's been indicted. Well, there's no question about that. Is there any charges? The old saying, you can indict a ham sandwich, is true, because they don't present any evidence that's exculpatory at the DA level. They're just trying to see if there's probable cause to charge him.
Well, and even then, so it appears from all evidence that we've seen so far that there wasn't. And it seems like they keep pushing this narrative, and it seemed like you had a grand jury that didn't want to indict. And they didn't. It appeared, by all means. They said, oh, we're not going to actually do anything on this for a month. And then all of a sudden, the next day, they come out and say, oh, well, we indicted?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you follow the money and you see where money's pouring into those.
As an interesting side note to that, it looks like the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, was released the day before the indictment because the exculpatory evidence that the FBI hid, or that the powers that be hid in the Capitol Police and then Pelosi and the Democrats, they didn't release all the footage, and they find the guy wandering the halls in a guided tour with the Capitol Police showing him where to go. And now he's released, but that didn't make the mainstream news. They didn't talk about that.
I didn't even hear about it until just this morning. But the point on it is you had this guy that was sitting and rotting in prison
for 2 years. Without a trial.
Without.
Based upon the Patriot Act.
Right.
And the Patriot Act allowed them to go and take these people without trial and put them in solitary confinement, which World Health Organization and a bunch of these other places, they say anything over 14 days in solitary confinement is torture.
Well, the problem with this is that, see, the Democrats are going, hey, get those guys. We don't want to give them any rights under the Constitution because they're insurrectionists and the Patriot, and they're terrorists. But the problem is that they can do that to anybody.
Right.
Whether you have, all of a sudden you don't have any rights under the Patriot, all they got to do is say you're a terrorist, and all of a sudden your rights are gone. Gee, I don't think that. Was that on purpose?
Yeah, now, your fair processing doesn't happen at that point.
See, so what they don't realize is once you give up the rights for some people, you've given up the rights for everybody. All it takes is somebody who's in power not to like you, and all of a sudden, you're rotten in prison for 2 years, even if you didn't do anything wrong.
And that's the point. That's the danger of all of this, and that's the danger of you've got these clowns like Dan Crenshaw, Republican in name only, who are pushing for a Patriot Act 2.0.
Oh, geez.
Now you've got this big old Twitter ban and TikTok ban that they're talking about. That it's the same exact crap, and we need to cover that today. I'm not sure if you have that.
I don't have that pulled up, but let's. Can we turn off the display case? Turn down the heater. It's I don't know.
Tired of feeling like a lizard in here?
I feel like my grandson's gecko right now. So, I'm just saying. But the point is that, you know, these people are covering up the real news with these other stories to shift the narrative to something that doesn't matter.
Right.
Much.
So what else are they up to that they're so focused on this? They are so focused on Trump. We know part of it, of course, is for the election coming up. But what else are they doing that we're not aware of in the background?
I don't know. What about this story with Carrie Lake? Have they, the Supreme Court in Arizona rejected the state's ability, you know, wanting to dismiss the case that says there's no voter problems, except now they kicked it back to the Maricopa County saying you need to match up the signatures because evidently
once
they
again,
didn't do
there's
that.
A problem. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Are you there,
morning.
Terry? You're on the
hello.
Air.
Hello.
Am I here?
Yep.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, kind of crazy because everything you're saying being spot on as usual. You know, when we look at this, the Republicans aren't backing anybody either. They're not, even locally, you look at who we have in the Senate with Brian Daly, what's he done? You look at Megan Daly, who ran on the platform of, I'm going to take care of the schools, I'm going to take care of the kids, and we have all these atrocious laws that are in committee right now. She doesn't do anything about it, and the answer from Bruce Ross, who works for her, was, well, we can't get it out of committee, so you don't do anything. You don't try to do a referendum. You don't try to repeal anything. I mean, good gravy. I guess, you know, and that's why I think a lot of people are kind of fed up with the Republican Party. And they're fed up with the, you know, a lot of people are even getting fed up with the Democrat Party because when we had Clinton Curtis on, he made a good point. I mean, thing is that both parties are screwing us over. And how do we change that? I think there's got to be a drastic change in each party, I think. And I think you guys are spot on. I mean, here we have, you know, God bless Donald Trump, and I'll just say it. I mean, whether you like him or not, man, they put this guy through hell. They put him through everything. They've ran him through every ringer. They have lied. They have cheated. And we just keep continually letting them. You know, I just, you know, to me, I think that we need to have, well, people are saying, hey, let's run somebody who's just, as Dave said, and he's right, let's run somebody who's an average Joe. How about Mark Baird? How about Mark Baird?
Yep.
For state?
Mark is exactly
you know?
What I'm talking
and
about.
And we need to do a poll on that. We need to find out if people really believe that Mark Baird should be running for Senate for the state. I mean, it's not going to be just a man. It's going to be a movement of people. It's going to be all of us, and I think that's the message that he's conveying. Not a message about, well, look how great I am, look what I did, here's where I am, here's what my credentials, here's who I am, and oh, by the way, did I say, here's who I am. And when you look at all this stuff, and you look at some of these people, I mean, you know, I really think that the young Republicans here in Shasta County are trying to change the Republican Party. But, of course, we still have Daly and Doug LaMalfa, like him or not, he's still speaking at that dinner on Friday. So are the Dallies. I mean, no one wants the same old, same old. And I think these young people are trying to do something, and I think we need to support them in the Republican Central Committees. I think that we really do as, you know, these young people come through. But we have to change the narrative and put our foot down and say, okay, here's the deal. This is what we want to do. We want to live. We want to stand for the platform as elected officials. We want to stand for the platform that the Republican Party is, not on who we believe it is, meaning the elected officials, and we're running on this platform for our own benefit as people. Like, you can go on and on in the Congress, and you can go on and on about Mitch McConnell and on about all of them. It's just, it's amazing to me, and I think the general public's fed up. What I think.
I agree.
I think we have to agree with that.
I think we
across
should probably go to a break.
And with that, I guess we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Trump won and you know it. Trump won and you know it. The fake news.
Is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Love Guy. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Jackson D. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. know the end is near, the television telling lies. I know for sure the revolution won't be televised. I know that we've been waiting patiently for better times. We fell asleep and men are blind, can't recognize it's genocide. Feel like the bomb about to drop out of the clouds. Another virus going airborne, go hide inside your house. Farmers watching crops die, they drying up with droughts. Angry people forming crowds and trying to burn the cities down. This is Armageddon, martial law for our protection. I talked to God, but it's long distance and I lost reception. Forest fires and oil spills are the awful lessons. I'm just waiting for the devil to take over heaven. This is biblical, I swear it's in the Bible. We keep killing one another and we dying for survival. We used to fight for peace, we put our flowers in their rifles. Now we're about to be extinct, every man, woman, and child.
It's the end of the world, I will do better next time. Oh yeah, I know it. Yeah, I know it. If it's the end of the world, I know that I have lived my life to the fullest. Yeah, the fullest. We stood on top of mountains, we've been to space before. We had our dogs and houses, we dug up.
Freedom's disappearing. People playing God, call it genetic engineering. Media misleading us and evil's interfering. While the government we need became the power that we're fearing. Our billionaires are going to space, don't blame them for leaving. Birds are falling out the air, fish washing up on our beaches. This is end times, humans got a deadline. Children are the future till we ruin them with headlines. Should be past their bedtime, but everyone's woke. They told us chase a dollar that made everyone broke. I feel like cryptocurrency is probably our last financial hope. Soon enough, the government will leave your bank account froze. Judgment day is coming. You can run or you can stand and fight. Panic in the dark or lead rebellions by the candlelight. This ain't your granddaddy's planet Earth. It's black and white. The end is coming. I'll see y'all in the afterlife.
Well, that's some news from Tom McDonald there. Pretty good. And John Rich, kind of a different collaboration there.
Yeah, when it popped up for me, it was like, wow, I got to listen to this because talk about reaching across the aisle.
Right.
Those two right there, opposite ends.
Well,
totally.
I want to, you know, we were talking about over the break, and I want to approach this thing about the taxes. Okay, here's the problem with taxing the rich. Okay. The problem is when you give the power to tax to a few people, they don't tax their friends. They don't tax themselves. They don't tax the rich. They tax you. They tax everybody else because they're the ones that they can get the money from. The rich are going to have means and ways of protecting their wealth because that's how they got rich. So what you have to do is level the playing field and make it so that nobody gets taxed, so that there's fair competition out there, so that the rich can, have to compete against other people who then can start to gather and gain wealth. What you're doing is you're making it a shutdown and giving them a monopoly by not taxing everybody else equally or at all.
Well, and to that point, one of the things that I'm thinking about on this, it already is not fair to begin with. One of the first names that comes up is Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Almost every time, because he's this rich megalomaniac who treats his employees like crap, what we all know starts with an S. The fact of the matter is that he only got in those positions of power by being able to operate at a loss, screwing all these mom and pops constantly, and on top of that, had government subsidies of your and my tax dollars to $1.31 each package shipped.
That's my point, is that the government needs to stay out of it, period. The free market, if it was left to be free market, would take care of these problems to a big degree.
If you had a fully free market, you would just have everything monopolized, which isn't good.
That's not a free market.
If a free market is totally free within time, everything would become monopolized.
No, not at all.
Why would it?
We didn't have a free market.
When we had a fully free market, like fully free, like purely capitalism without government intervention.
I didn't say capitalism. I said a free market. There's a difference.
Well, then what specifically are you talking about?
I'm talking about everybody able to compete in the marketplace at every level. Here's the problem.
And not give up their
Here's the
stuff
problem.
To the government.
This is what you're missing. Okay. In 1913, when we got the income tax, we also got the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve completely dismantled the free market because they no longer had competition, because they could now print money out of thin air and buy everything. Mm-hmm. And so that completely ended the free market. It took a little time for it to catch up. Up until that point, you had people that were inventing things. Everybody was becoming their standard of living was going up across the board because everybody had the ability to keep the benefit of their labor. Yep. As soon as you stop that and put it in the hands of a few people, the money changers, who Rothschild said, if I have the ability to create the currency, I care not who writes the laws. The problem is you've got a monopoly in the money. Okay, and as long as they have a monopoly in the money, they're going to own everything and monopolize everything. That's why we are no longer a free market. And if you don't understand the difference between a free market having honest money where it can't be manipulated or counterfeit, so it doesn't consolidate power in the hands of a few, you don't get it at all. All I'm hearing is talking points that are Marxist so that nobody can be free.
Well, and to that point as well, so take, for instance, where I'm at in my life. I would say that I have a financial IQ that's above average. However, even at that point, at that level, I'm getting screwed really hard this year because I made a few thousand dollars more. Yeah. So in the time that I was going through and working my normal jobs, working, doing everything else, I ended up going back and building websites. So just over the course of that, I ended up making a few thousand dollars more. And because of that, now I ended up getting in that bracket to where my wife and kids, because I can't afford health care for them, I'm now going to be fined for not carrying health care.
See, the free market has to have competition. If the first time in the history of the world we had a free market after the Revolutionary War, where there was no taxes on anybody, mm-hmm. there was honest money, you couldn't create and counterfeit. That didn't happen until later. And in that process of 150 years, we became the light of the world. All of a sudden, there's electric lights. All they had was oil lamps all the way up into that point for 5,000 years. We had electric lights. We had cars. There was a revolution that you couldn't even hide of productivity and inventions and things that made everybody's life better. We didn't start going downhill till they ended that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that's what you have to understand, because when you start giving, the answer is give all the control to the government. And that was the problem in the first place. They create the problem, so you give the, and then they're going to give you the answer.
But,
so one more thing real quick. So to your point about just tax the rich, tax the ultra, I'm okay with that. That was what they did originally. It originally was $30,000 was the limit for where you would begin being
okay,
taxed.
Let me clarify that, because you're not being accurate.
Okay.
There was no income tax in this country until 1913. Period.
Yes.
Okay. In 1913, you can look it up, Google it. There's a PDF on the 1913 first tax return that was ever got. It was sold that only the rich would pay the tax. How's that working out? See, mm-hmm. they sold it that you paid a 1-6% tax based on your income, and you had to make over $500,000 a year to pay 6%. How many people do you think were making $500,000 a year? Hardly anybody. Because from 20,000 to 50,000, how many people were making it at 1%. See, mm-hmm. what they did was they sold it as a rich person tax, just like what they're trying to sell you now. And who ends up paying the tax?
All the little people,
because you gave them the power to tax now and the power to put shelters in the law so that they don't pay the tax themselves, mm-hmm. the rich people. So what you're doing is you're giving them the ability to create the monopolies through the taxation and the money printing.
Exactly.
Can I ask you a question, Mark?
Sure.
So, fully free market, no government intervention.
I didn't say no government. You have to have a set of rules.
Where do we draw that line?
Well, that's what the Constitution did. It was a economic freedom document that was created so that everybody had rights. But it also said that you had to have some respect and morality. It said that John Adams said that that this was created for a moral people. So the problem is that if you lose your morality and nobody matters anymore, then you're going to have problems no matter what. So this document that was created was that everybody was to be treated equally, equal protection under the law.
Right.
Period. Okay. And you're going to have winners and you're going to have losers, and some people are going to get more wealthy. Some people are going to be lazy and don't care. There's going to be the grasshoppers. There's going to be the ants. But when you start handing all this power to the government, you are guaranteeing that there's going to be a consolidation in the hands of a few.
It never works. It has never worked.
Because
it's always
basically
failed.
When they did that, they went back to the feudal system.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
And a lot of the problem is we don't have sound money. We do not have sound money.
But in the same way, if you don't have government intervention and oversight preventing monopolies, then instead of the government governing you, you just have the monopolies governing
you. No, but you do have oversight. There was a provision to prevent monopolies inside the Constitution.
But it didn't work because in 1890, Carnegie Steel monopoly happened. That was the whole, all of the steel industry was consolidated to one man.
Well, actually,
post-Constitution, yeah.
Actually, no, you're wrong. How many other steel companies sprung up afterwards? And they can stop a monopoly if they're not being
The government did step in and say, like, you can't do this.
Right.
So there were more steel companies after the fact, but like up until that point, like.
So what happened after we got no free market capitalism at all?
What do you mean?
Well, go a little farther down the road when they got control of the money supply. So who do you think owns these banks and the money supply? See, the reason that gold is a standard of money is it can't be created or counterfeited out of thin air. So it can't be manipulated. The guys like J.P. Morgan and Carnegie, what happened? Who do you think owns the Federal Reserve? Yeah, see, that's the problem is that when they got control of the money, see, so what system's better, where you give everybody an equal opportunity, or the only ones that have the opportunity are the guys that own the bank that's creating the money?
Well, and then the fractional reserve banking system that operates under that puts us as further and further slaves into debt to that same system.
See, so what happens is the borrower's servant to the lender and the rich ruleth over the poor, and what they're talking about is that as long as they can create debt out of thin air, because that's what our money system is, then they put everybody into debt, and that's where your income tax is going. Your income tax is going to pay the debt that these guys created out of thin air. See, so is that a better system? At where they can tax everybody into servitude, or is it a better system where nobody can be taxed?
We would run just fine without the income tax.
Right.
There's no reason that we wouldn't be okay without the income
tax.
Well,
now there can be other taxes.
I'm not saying get rid of all taxes.
There
I'm
has
just
to be
saying income
some
tax.
Government, but the government's responsibility has gone so far overboard now. It used to be they were in charge of making sure we weren't invaded and that the court system was created so that one person couldn't hurt the other person. You know, the golden rule thing, doing to others type situation. Now what we've got is we've got special interest running everything. And the reason that we got special interest running everything is that if you could counterfeit unlimited and have a monopoly on that, would you own everything?
Yes.
Well, that's exactly what we have.
That's exactly
what
we have.
The central bank is the monopoly,
right.
And there's only a handful of people at the top there.
See, that's the
problem.
And
they have total control. They are the monopoly.
The reason that they made gold and silver is it was a check on government power. The reason that gold and silver was made was the only legal tender is that it was a check on government's power. It couldn't overspend itself because it had to have an actual backing of what it was spending. And since we got rid of that system, this is where all the problems started. Prior to that, everybody had a great standard of living, and our money was sound and worth something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you used to be able to have one parent be able to work and provide for his family, have a home, have all the rest of it. Honestly, if we were going to talk about the perfect ideal tax system that seems like it would fit everybody's needs, you would eliminate all of these welfare programs and all of these benefits and all of the rest of this stuff that's just bloat on the system that makes it to where people, normal working class, can't survive because they're paying for everybody else.
See, the power to tax is the power to destroy. That's what's being lost here.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you give someone the power to tax, they now have the ability to pick and choose who they destroy. And that's
when you
the problem.
Give the king,
right?
When you appoint a king, you're in trouble. That's what we ran from. That's why we went out of England, and we created the United States was to get rid of one person in charge of everything.
This Marxist thing always sounds good at first, But what happens is it always ends up consolidating power into people who don't care about anybody but themselves, and then everybody else gets screwed. That's why you spread the power out. That's why you have equal opportunity. That's why you have a free market so everybody has a chance. If you consolidate that, then you can, if you don't consolidate free market into the hands of a few, then you have the best chance at prosperity and a better life. As soon as you say, I can tax you, 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 in any manner or form I want, which is, that's what they did in 1913. See, it went from taxing the rich to taxing the poor for the benefit of the rich. And that's what it always does.
And it was only supposed to be temporarily.
Right.
Involuntary.
Does that explain a little better, Liam, or are you still on the fence?
I mean, I hear you. I don't fully agree with you, but...
Right. Well, that's okay.
At the end of the day, like, no one wants consolidation of power. It's just how you go about preventing that.
Right.
And I just don't think that we're agreeing on how you go about preventing that.
Well, that's the problem, is that your solution is put more power in the hands of the government, right?
Yeah, but I mean, vice versa.
What happens then?
If the government doesn't have prevention, then you get monopolies, and there's another governing body over you.
No, see, what you're saying is, let's put all the power in the hands of the government.
No, I don't want all the power. I want the government I want the government to be able to step in and prevent monopolies and prevent consolidation power and money. That's all I think. I don't want.
Good.
I want.
Then we're in agreement, because that's what the original Constitution did.
It didn't work.
It didn't work. So what will work? By giving more power to them?
I don't know.
See, that's the problem.
Because
what you have to do is you have to get the power should be at the lowest level. That's why it said we the people. We the people as a whole are much smarter than a few individuals in Washington.
Hold up. So, okay, cool. Let's give the power back to we the people. Okay, so you're under a monopoly. How do you prevent this monopoly? You go on strike. You form a union. That's how you stop
it. That's
assuming you're working for them. The government and people overwhelmingly are so, like, not pro-union. I mean, that's all
it's not pro-union. It's pro-union government union. See, as soon as you give the government the power to unionize, then what they do is they cut out the taxpayer as a check and balance on their benefits and their pay. And then pretty soon, what they're doing is you have a huge overbloated government that everybody's dependent on. See, it's not, what you have to understand is that not everybody has to work for somebody else. Mm-hmm. I've been in business.
Let alone the government.
Yeah, exactly. I've been in business since I was 7 years old. I started a worm farm. See, the business of America used to be business. Everybody had their own business. You don't have to work for anybody else. Mm-hmm. We have been programmed to work for everybody else or work for somebody else because we haven't been programmed to start our own business.
Well, we started seeing the decline about the 1930s when we really started seeing the decline of America. And then as you move on to the 50s, we started seeing these welfare programs get put into place. Because of those programs, you ended up seeing by the 80s, those programs had to expand to a point to where they couldn't be held up.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're seeing the full view of what that is.
Well,
you look across
everybody's dependent on either the big corporations or the government.
I have one question for you, Liam.
Hit me.
Give me a piece of your life that the government doesn't have control over.
I mean...
Name me one thing that they don't have control over you on today.
Name me one thing that you own. Anything. Anything you can purchase, anything you can buy that you actually own. If you don't pay your property taxes, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
If you don't pay your auto insurance,
we have to answer to the government right now for everything that we do because they have become so powerful.
That's the problem.
They've made it now in the last 100 years to where you cannot go off grid and not rely on them.
That's true.
You can't go out there and just install solar panels and be self-sufficient.
Yeah. We have to ask permission for everything as it sits right now, and that's a problem.
The problem is that the more power that you consolidate, and this is why communism, socialism doesn't work, every single time as the power gets consolidated, sooner or later somebody steps in as a dictator and says, game's over, do what you're told. Mm-hmm. That's every single time, not once, and not once, not twice, but every single time. And in that process, do you know who gets hurt the most? The people. Why? Because they kill off anybody who disagrees with them.
That's the only way it works, and that's the only way it's ever mm-hmm. worked. And even there's a book that you should read, and anybody who is on the fence on it should check out the book The Devil and Karl Marx. It is about a 14-hour audiobook, is the way I ended up taking it in. It's very dark stuff, and it goes through, and it discusses the history of each time and each places where this was. And even Marx, he died poor. He hated his family. He cursed his wife. He left his children and took literally horrible, awful guy that you can imagine, and basically wrote all these doctrines of, I should get everything for free, when he basically had his parents paying for his tuition, parents paying for his house, parents paying for everything. And then finally, when they cut him off, when he's 40 years old and they're taking care of his wife and his kid, he curses them.
See, what it comes down to is one system promotes dependency and the other system promotes production and work. Is it sometimes hard in a capitalist free market? Sure. But what it does is everybody starts working harder at everything because they're
going to have competition.
You have competition, but you can keep the benefit of your labor.
That's the point. That's the point that I was trying to make earlier. So for me, I'm working my business. I've started my business. Mm-hmm. I've got clientele. I'm making websites for folks. I'm doing it. I'm improving my life and my circumstances. Except everything that I've done this year, months and months of work, sleepless nights, over and over again, I'm going to lose all of that money because the government says, oh, you made more, give it all to me.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think it was J.P. Morgan said, you know, they asked him about competition. He says, I love competition. Very little competition. See, mm-hmm. what they want to do is eliminate yep. all the competition. But what they've done is they've left themselves an out inside the tax code if you understand how to utilize it. The out is business and deductions. Think about it. Does any of the big guys own jobs? Do they work for anybody? Or do they all have businesses and corporations?
Businesses and corporations.
Why? Because inside that is a free market system. Because they can deduct everything they spend their money on in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when you understand how huge that is, you can grow something from nothing into something very big. But what they don't want you to do is understand that because they don't want any competition. So what they've done is they've left themselves an out in the law that anybody can jump into and utilize if they understand it, but everybody else gravitates to their jobs.
Exactly. Well, and so that's like, so Linda, remember earlier in the week I messaged you and said, hey, I'm going to be dropping off my taxes.
I know. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you.
For this very reason. Because me as the layperson who actually, I've done a lot of research on financial things and financial IQ, and I think, like I said, I've done probably 90% more than what the average person who's been through college and the rest of it, even for financial programs, would do. And the fact of the matter is my financial IQ, especially when it comes to taxes, is still 2% of what yours or somebody who's in the business realm.
See, here's my problem with this whole thing. It's not equal protection under the law anymore. We are being educated to be slaves to the workforce as opposed to being educated to understand that you can utilize capitalism or free markets, if you will, by starting a business. See, what it is they don't want anybody in competition with them, so they want you to think that the only way to be successful is get a job. And that's just ridiculous because in order to be successful, you have to start a business in this country of some sort.
It's worse than that because the average person in my position would end up looking at this and say, all right, well, I'm going to go to my boss and ask him to decrease my wages so I don't have this problem because it doesn't get better for me for the next $20,000.
Well, see, by starting a business, you are starting a business, and in order to be successful in a business, you have to do something, create a service or a product that makes everybody's life better. Okay, for their standard of living.
If you want to make $1 million.
If you want to make a lot of money. But see, what they want to do is they want to eliminate you from understanding that. That's the problem in schools. They're not educating people to be free people who are in charge of their own financial destiny. They're educating people to go work for somebody else.
The system was built to put you in factories.
Of course.
Grades, yeah. Grades, the rows, the lines.
See, we're not that far, we're not that far apart on this, Liam. There's some basic understandings. The reason that I was lucky enough to understand some of this is I had some great mentors early on who understood this and explained it all to me. And then after that, why would I go to school to learn to get a job? What I did was I focused my education on financial education, on growing a business, on how to create something out of nothing that's going to not only take care of me and my family, but is going to provide a service and make everybody else
teach that in school, right? Because they want you dependent upon them. They want you the company store for your livelihood.
Who's in charge of the schools?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Who's running the schools?
Mm-hmm. And you don't put your wealth in somebody else's hands to be in control of. That's what it comes down to. And we will pick this up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Why should I keep loving you when I know that you're not true? And why should I call your name when you're the blame for making me blue?
Across a wide swath of the U.S. and Midwest, working to assess the destruction today brought by storms Friday and Saturday that dropped dozens of tornadoes. The death toll at least 27 now in small towns and big towns alike. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Arkansas and Arkansans are tough, and we are resilient. And no matter what comes our way, we will get back up the next day and keep moving. We will help our neighbors. We will ensure that every Arkansan who needs assistance has it. Our message and our mission is really simple. The people come first and the paperwork will come second.
Confirmed or suspected tornadoes were found in at least 8 states. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he is running for president in 2024, offering himself as an alternative Republican candidate. The 72-year-old former governor joins a field that includes former President Trump and former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley. Hutchinson tells ABC-TV's This Week program, "I am the right candidate for our country and its future." The war in Ukraine spills into the country's religious life. A leading Orthodox priest under house arrest for allegedly condoning Russia's attack.
Metropolitan Pavel is the abbot of Kiev-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, Ukraine's most revered Orthodox site. He has strongly resisted the authorities' order to vacate the complex. Earlier in the week, he cursed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, threatening him with damnation. Pavel has described the accusations made by Ukraine's Secret Service, or SBU, as being politically driven. The monks in the monastery belong to Ukraine's Orthodox Church, which has historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new report says obesity in the U.S. military is spiking due to inactivity during the pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
The wind power industry expects rapidly accelerating growth this year after a slow 2022. The Global Wind Energy Council in Brussels says in its annual wind report that incentives and policy changes should help overcome factors that slowed the industry last year. The International Trade Association also said growth will be fueled by concern about climate change and the security of energy supplies due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The council is projecting 680 gigawatts of new onshore and offshore capacity by 2027, enough to power about 657 million homes annually. Jeremy House reporting. Three parties in a tight race in Finland as it holds its general election today. Prime Minister Sanna Marin's Social Democrats are fighting to secure a second term running the government there. Over 2,400 candidates vying for 200 seats in the parliament. News and analysis at townhall.com. British travelers facing hours-long lines as they try and cross the English Channel.
England's port of Dover blamed delays on bad weather, heavy traffic, and processing delays by French authorities. Most schools in Britain are beginning a two-week spring vacation, and travelers are facing long lines of buses, cars, and trucks. The port also warned ferry passengers of severe delays, said it was deeply frustrated by the situation, which has become a regular feature of cross-channel travel since Britain's exit from the European Union. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 2nd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including singer Emmylou Harris. She is 76 years old today. Social critic and author Camille Paglia, also 76. Country singer Buddy Jewell turns 62 today, as does actor Christopher Maloney, 62 as well. Actor Pedro Pascal, very popular these days. He's 48 today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. It was a great spirited discussion, and that's how you get these things figured out, is I have a discourse from all sides of the aisle and try to figure out the best solutions. That's why the public square and debate is important. The problem is that has been shut down by the social media and the mainstream media, and that's the big problem. We need to talk about these things to come to solutions, not have one side shut down everybody else's opinion.
They want you to be at each other's throat. It's not just that they divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
Have this converse, but they actually want you to hate each other.
Right.
They're pushing us to a civil war, and what it's been called in the past, and we've done it in other countries, is a color revolution. We have never seen this kind of separation in our country. And in a time, there was a poll recently put out. We have gone from 68% patriotism in the country to 38%.
Why?
But
divided, we fall.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But in doing that, if people just realize it and start having the dialogue and the conversations, you realize, just like what happened here, was you realize you're really not that far off. There's not that much difference.
What they disagree on is how it's to be achieved. But look at what we've been getting. We've been getting more and more and more government. How's that working out? See, that's the problem.
We're slaves to the government.
We're becoming slaves to the government, but in essence, we become slaves to the bank. Because where's the government getting its money? It's getting its money from a private bank who's lending us the currency at an interest rate, buying the IOUs called treasuries from the government who's printing them out of thin air to fund everything. And by doing that, they've created a huge, massive debt that everybody owes. And where do you think your tax money's going?
And we are
never dependent.
We will never be able to pay back, ever.
Right. No, they don't want you to pay back. That's why the rich ruleth over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender.
That's why it's all going to come crashing down.
If I can put you in perpetual debt, then you are my slave economically, and you don't have to work in my field with a whip. All you have to do is just keep going to work and paying me. So let's go to our caller.
We've got Siskiyou Steve on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want to clarify something. I heard about 10 minutes ago, I think it was Leon. Is that your guest?
Liam.
He's actually the producer here. He's just passionate and wants to jump in, and that's okay. We like
him.
Yeah, it was a great, great discussion. I called it a debate, but then you said discussion, and it really was. It was really good. But he mentioned that the Constitution didn't work, and it's not the Constitution didn't work. I would hate for somebody just coming on, a liberal or a young kid just listening to your program for the first time, to hear that.
Do you know what? Hey, Steve, let me stop you there for just a second.
The enforcement of the Constitution.
I'm saying that the Constitution worked better than any other government system in the history of the world. In fact, it was so fantastically successful that you can't even hide the fact of where we went economically. It's when we stopped following the Constitution that we started.
This is what I want to get at. But he said, literally, he said, after you made the comment, the Constitution, and he said, and the Constitution didn't work. The powers took it over. But really what happened was the people stopped protecting the Constitution.
Right.
You know, in every group that you are a part of, and I've seen it down there, I see it up here, it's the same people that show up. There's 150 people that might show up, or up here it's like 30 people that show up. Every time.
Well, let me add this to it, Steve. Here's the thing. The Constitution is just a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything if nobody understands it and reveres it and follows it. In order for a free people to get free, they have to understand what freedom is about. They have to understand that there has to be some morality involved. These set of rules are only good if everybody says, hey, that's the best guidelines we've got, and we need to follow them. As soon as they start teaching them that that's not working anymore, what are they teaching them? They're teaching them that government is the answer to all their problems. Go ahead, Steve.
I understand that. I mean, you know, you're talking to the preacher.
I know. I'm not. This is not directed at you, Steve. I'm just trying to make sure that we're getting it out there.
Yeah, but my point being is that out of the 150 in your case, or 300 sometimes down there, out of that 150 or 300, there's probably 20 like yourself and Linda and your radio program that actually do something. Up here, there's probably 10 of us that are actually doing something. So that's how the Constitution, you know, is not being upheld. And that's what we have to work.
Well, that's why you got it. That's why
the power's got to go back to the people. Well, the people have to realize that we do have the power.
Well, you have to get the what it is you got to get the kids being taught something other than the government program. It starts in the schools. It starts with your children. It starts with the kids. They have to be educated on this because they've been educated to be dumb is what it amounts to through the education system. And they have to understand these tenets of the Constitution and why they work and why they're effective why you need to follow them.
I'm sorry, but it goes back to we fell asleep. We weren't good stewards back when. And it's starting to catch up, and now we have to do it now.
That's what happens.
This is survival time now.
It's a cycle that's historically, happened over time.
Yeah.
Free people create strong men. Strong men create, times, and then
create weak men. Weak men create
exactly. So we have to get back to the roots of this understanding. And I will disagree with you, Steve, that there's not very many people out there. When I look at the numbers, I'm seeing like 100,000 people. people that are starting to move back towards freedom in this country. And that's the big lie that's being told, is that we're few and they're many.
Look at the people who are moving out of the blue states and into the red states, and how, look at this last election. Look at the red states and how they became more red. And we're seeing a consolidation, I believe, before we're going to see a civil war. Because at this point, they're pushing us to a civil war. And if we don't have these conversations, it's going to end up pushing there. But to the ends of the enforcement of the Constitution, you need look no further than the First Amendment or the Second Amendment to see the right to keep and bear arms, in the case of a second, is infringed on a daily basis. We have no right.
But the pushback is coming hard. And we do have a right in a bunch of states, and we're pushing back in California. And we probably are going to win the cases in California as well. I mean, go to Mark Baird's case. So,
exactly. And then if you go back to the voting machines and we get true elections, the numbers or the color is going to change dramatically.
That's why they have to cheat.
That's the big deal.
That they have to cheat right now because the numbers are going the other way.
Well, and you think about this too. That is why it was last week that our small little area right here made national headlines for kicking those voting machines out and going back to a hand code.
And going back to Steve, you know, Steve, it's got to start somewhere. And it's like, you know, the quote of setting the fires of freedom, setting a brush fire in the minds of men. And that's what it takes, is freedom, once understood, nobody wants to go back to slavery or, indebted servitude. And that's what we're talking about. Freedom is responsibility. Freedom is understanding. Freedom is education. And freedom is understanding the tenets of freedom. You don't have to be smart to be an indentured servitude or a slave to debt. All you have to do is just keep going to work.
I agree 100%, and thank you again for your program. Let me make one plug. I really like the language that's going out there about Mark Baird running for Senate or Congress.
Senate, you know,
that would be amazing.
That sounds good to me.
Yep,
all right,
absolutely.
Well, thanks for calling
and
in.
See, that's what you're starting to see across the board, is that more and more people that understand the Constitution and freedom and the tenets of freedom are starting to put their hat in the ring. And that's what it's going to take. This is an experiment in self-governance. And as long as we don't participate, then we're going to get the government that we deserve because we're not participating. Look at Shasta County as an example of what happened here with the recall. And, you know, I read a CNN article the other day that painted Modi and these guys as, oh, they're conservatives and it's the ultra-right. Has nothing to do with the ultra-right. Has everything to do with the people that we elected not giving a crap about anything
not
we had
doing
to say.
What, yeah, not they, doing what we wanted.
They're supposed to represent us, not tell us what to do, and that's where they lost sight. That's what Modi's biggest problem was. He was up there playing king, and he didn't want to listen to any of his subjects. Well, that's fine if you're in a feudal system and you're living back in the Dark Ages, but in a constitutional republic, not a democracy, a constitutional republic, which is different than a democracy. It means that the people have certain rights that can't be infringed upon by the government, and when the government stops listening to them, it's their duty to get rid of them. That's the difference, and that's the issue.
And I think more and more people are seeing that. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a lot of education, but people are seeing that the system is not working. Where we're headed is not good.
Well,
and they're starting to question the people that are the government and stuff and going, what the hell is really going on here?
Jefferson said it. He said, if you expect to be free and ignorant, those are two things that can't coexist. You have to be free and educated. You can't be free and ignorant, because if you're ignorant, you won't understand how to be free.
But I think more and more people are standing up. I really do.
Absolutely.
And they definitely aren't going to let us know how many's out there. They're not going to let us know how many Democrats have come over to the other side to speak, or whichever way. They don't want us to know, because if we knew, we would have more power. More power is scary to them.
Well, and again, it's about divide and conquer. And let's go to this Nashville story. Female to male transgender mass shooting targeted Christian school and killed
children.
You know, what have they been talking about? They've been talking about it's that the transgender has to be armed because they got to protect their rights because they're being targeted. What? Okay, talk about a flip.
Oh, but it's okay for them to bring harm on other people.
Well, the flip is this. The flip is that, what about the victims? What about the people
they
shot?
Bring harm on
we don't want no. We don't want a bunch of crazies to have guns that kill people for no reason other than they don't like the fact that they're Christian. That should have been the story. The guy's a screwed up mental case. Okay, if that would have been a white Christian shooting up a bunch of transgenders, would they have attacked the transgenders, or would they have attacked the shooter, and rightfully so? See, that's the problem. They're not giving us the truth. What they're doing is trying to do a story and to shape our thoughts into a political position that can be manipulated.
Well, and so this is from the Daily Wire. It's an opinion piece that came out on March 31st. Has the White House even said the word Christian since the Nashville school shooting? And the Biden administration's response to her horrific Christian school shooting on Monday has been pretty odd. Notably, unlike other attacks on religious or ethnic groups, it does not appear that any member of the Biden administration has even acknowledged that it was a Christian school, let alone that the Presbyterian school was attacked by a person who was identified as transgender.
No, wasn't he more worried about the ice cream when he came out on his press conference?
There was two separate times that he made jokes about the situation, and there was even people reportedly going to Twitter and saying how it was a good thing that these children had died because they were going to be future fascists. And then we also saw the Transgender Day of Violence that was being supposed to be held yesterday, but they claimed that they had credible threats of death, which, based upon all the stuff that was going on, they may well have had, considering you ended up seeing a lot of these people were posting. I saw stuff to where you had a knife going through a Nazi and a Christian cross with blood coming out of it, and this is posted a day after a shooter goes through and does this. Now, also concerning over the past little while here, we've had massive amounts of fake calls coming in and calling in active shooter situations to schools across Ohio, schools across Kansas, schools all across the United States that appear to be coming from outside sources out of the country.
See, this is a really easy fix if you ask me, but they don't want to fix the problem. The left does not want to fix the problem. They want to get your guns away from you, but they don't want to get the guns away from anybody that they like. They just want to get the guns away from anybody that, they don't like. And the problem is that this picking and choosing again is the problem, is that it's equal rights across the board, but just because I have the right to have a gun doesn't mean I have the right to go shoot up a school. If they really wanted to solve the problem, they would just put some armed guards in the school. Oh, we don't want to do that. You'll spoil the kids' education. So if they're all dead, that's better than having armed guards posted that would stop this thing at the door. See, they eliminated this guy quickly, which is what they should have done in the past in several situations.
Hats off to those officers.
Yes.
I'm not sure if anybody saw the video on that, but those guys, wow.
So the real deal
like
is
within 14 minutes they went in and took care of the situation.
The real deal is making a story about these downtrodden transgenders, what they should be making a story is about mental health and how they need to be treated, because anybody who's walking around dressed up as a woman, in my opinion, has some mental problems. Okay? And so...
Well, that's coming out more and more, and I believe in the last four major shootings, three of them have been transgender.
Well,
right.
To that point, I don't want to be insensitive. Any loss of life, obviously,
period,
is sad and it's tragic.
Absolutely.
The same token goes for the fact that we have 240 million people in this country, and you have six people that are dead. That happens every single day in a car crash.
Right.
That sucks. You're not going to end up taking my guns over it, though.
Because the bigger picture is the fact that why do you have the guns in the first place? Because if the government ever gets so out of control that it starts rounding people up, and I don't know, putting them in concentration camps, I don't know, like Nazi Germany, do you think that the Jews would have loved to have the ability to fight back before they put them in the concentration camps?
They took the guns from the Jews just before they did.
Why?
The fact of the matter is, if you have guns, a few people will die. If
sure.
you don't have guns, millions will die.
Exactly.
It's been shown time and time again.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, but the laws have nothing to do with the criminals having the guns.
Well,
the issue is the people that don't have any morals that are criminals to begin with. They do nothing to for possessing weapons.
They want all the guns to be in the hands of the state. Mao said it. He operated at the end of a smoking gun. Whether it's Stalin, Mao, Hitler, the The people that eventually get into power are usually homicidal dictators when they get that much power.
And you know what's interesting to me? Karl Marx, he actually said, hey, no, it's important for the working man to have guns. So I would have to agree with that on that one.
That's an interesting. Okay.
But before we go on, but our government, remember Fast and Furious, folks. About guns.
Yeah. Well, they were giving them to the Mexican cartel. And also, let's look at Joe Biden. Do you think that Joe Biden gave a rat's ass about the Christians that got killed in the school?
No, he was still worried about his ice cream.
Based on his reaction? Do you think he really cares about those people that were killed? No, what he cares about is his political power, his handlers telling him what to do, and what he cares about is the divide and conquer strategy and putting more power in the hands of the government so that they can control more things.
Well, we don't even have to go as far back as Fast and the Furious, where we actually got our own agents of the United States government killed with the same guns that we ended up selling to the people over in Mexico. All you have to do is go to the Afghanistan withdrawal where
that's
you had
true.
300,000 assault rifles, fully automatic guns that we just handed to the Taliban. Because those guys are such great guys now. Oh, not forgetting to mention all of the Humvees that are the size of the freaking Walmart parking lot, entire air bases and all kinds of vehicles that we left them.
I was going to answer the chat room.
About the armed guards.
Hey, do you think there would be any people that were trained or could be trained that would be willing to stand down there for free?
Absolutely. Well, and furthermore, all right, so instead of turning around and doing all this crap, how about you just give a $200 a month incentive for a teacher to go down and get training and to be armed?
I was just
they're already
say,
being paid.
Look what Florida's doing.
Yeah.
They're taking them out of New York, taking them down to Florida,
okay,
teaching them to be teachers, okay, and they're armed guards okay in the classrooms.
Okay,
There you go.
We're going to stop right here because we're going to play something that maybe will lighten our moods a little bit.
That might be hard to do.
This is coming in. This is called High Res, What's the Truth? Are we ready to roll it in there, Liam? All right, very good. And it starts out with our friend JP.
Welcome to the Chamois, year 2030.
Brought to you by Liza.
I hope you have your butt protein and VR goggles ready as you sit there owning nothing because you're in for
a
movie.
We're
going to
start that over again.
We have many celebrities.
Here we go. We're going to start it over again because we missed the first part.
Year 2030.
Brought to you by Light.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Chamois, year 2030.
The Chamois.
Brought to you by Liza.
I hope you have your bug protein and VR goggles ready as you sit there owning nothing because you're in for a treat tonight. We have many celebrities in the house that we tell you you care about and they pretend to care about you. And they're definitely not mouthpieces of their puppet masters used to promote various vested interests. Definitely not that. So without further ado, let's get into our first category. And the Best Rap Group of the Year award goes to the Backstreet Boys.
Hey, you'll own nothing and be happy. I'm your new mommy and daddy. See what happens if you getting in the way of what we planning. Extort the house and senate, implement a social credit. You can see where this is headed. It's a global Armageddon. Lock them down for climate change, but we still flying private planes. Go to sleep, you little sheep. We don't want you wide awake. Banning every car with gas, but then we charge a carbon tax. Pretend that we confused when everybody gets a heart attack. Make the kids sad and depressed. Tell the men have ass and breasts. Make the women masculine. You'll enjoy having less. Penetrate the cabinets. You're either privileged or oppressed. Fly to islands to have sex. Whoops, forget that I said that.
So you got droplets. You actually have to wear a few masks on your backside, on your rectum, because the drug, someone coughs, so all in across the country, across the world, it could go in the toilet and actually come up your toilet and it actually get you sick and get you sick through the rectum. It's called rectumitis.
What is this? No! The World Health Organization is not going to exist! I'm not going to live in a world where my wife and her boyfriend have to eat bugs! And guess what? I'm going to own a gas stove and you're not going to do a damn thing about it! And I'm going to live in a 45-minute minimum city, none of this 15-minute...
What's the truth? It
doesn't matter cause we brainwashed in the youth. Poison the water and the sky and all your food. Rules for thee and not for me, we are immune. We make the rules, so tell me what's the truth. It doesn't matter cause we brainwashed in the youth. Poison the water and the sky and all your food. Rules for thee and not for me, we are immune. We make the rules, so tell me what's the truth. No surprise, we own the science, you know we control supply. So that if you don't comply, you might starve or go cold tonight. Keep them shut, don't open eyes. Politicians have the closest ties. Make everything overpriced, made the whole world go inside. Own the news and media, believe what we're feeding you. And if you do not, then every hour we repeat it, bruh. Disarm and depopulate, we choose who you nominate. We pretend to tolerate, and that's just how we operate. Some celebrities to push all our agendas, please. Who you think came up with the idea of human centipede? Make you sick, then charge you for the cure that we have readily. Let's separate them medically, but to us they're all peasants. What's the truth? It doesn't matter cause we brainwashed in the youth. Poison the water and the sky and all your food. Rules for thee and not for me, we are immune. We make the rules, so tell me what's the truth. It doesn't matter cause we brainwashed in the youth. Poison the water and the sky and all your food. Rules for thee and not for me, we are immune. We make the rules, so tell me what's the truth.
The man, I mean the one, what is he again? The person in charge of nuclear waste was caught stealing luggage at a high-res video shoot. Their current whereabouts is unknown.
Thank you for watching the video. You and your friends will eat the bugs, while me and my friends, we will eat the steak and the lobster and enjoy the beer. Make sure you buy the t-shirt, Stop the Great Reset. Also, make sure you grab your Trust the Science t-shirt. And remember, once they're sold out, they're sold out. We don't return the t-shirts, we don't bring them back. Once they're gone forever. So onlyforthefans.com, that's where you get your t-shirts. Thank you. Peace.
Why did that song go so hard, though?
Little high res there. You know, I don't really like rap music, but I'll tell you what, these guys got a message, and he's all dressed up at Klaus Schwab, and then he's imitating Fauci. Fauci's narrative's falling apart, you know.
It's all falling apart. And I guess with that, we'll go ahead and go to a break, and maybe we'll hit a different subject on the other side of this
break.
Go on
the Fauci stuff or the vaccine crap.
All right.
I got a big one on the vaccine thing.
All right. We will see you in about 3 minutes.
We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees. Learned of love and ABC. Skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend. It's hard to die. All the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street, across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Here. Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Flashback to the 70s this morning. Just saying. Sometimes you get caught up in the music. I'm always looking for new stuff, and I'm always looking for different things, but I like to make it interesting no matter what. But anyway, I want to play this video. This comes in from Laurie. This is an Australian nurse. I haven't reviewed the whole thing, but I heard it once before, so I'm pretty confident that we'll be okay with this. Are we ready in there, Liam? Here we go.
Not yet.
But here's a quote from a nurse who wants to share her thoughts on COVID-19.
This is Australia, by the way.
And she says,
you can't tell the accent.
Among all vaccines I've known in my life, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis, meningitis, and tuberculosis, I want to also to add flu and pneumonia. I've never seen a vaccine that forced me to wear a mask and maintain my social distance even when you are fully vaccinated. I've never heard of a vaccine that spreads the virus even after vaccination. I've never heard of rewards, discounts or incentives to get vaccinated. And I never saw discrimination against those who didn't. If you haven't been vaccinated, no one has tried to make you feel like a bad person. I've never seen a vaccine that threatens the relationship between family, colleagues and friends. I've never seen a vaccine used to threaten livelihoods, work or school. I've never seen a vaccine that would allow a 12-year-old to override parental consent. After all the vaccines I listed above, I've never seen a vaccine like this one, which discriminates, divides and judges society as it is. And as the social fabric tightens, it's a powerful vaccine. It does all of these things except immunization. If we still need a booster dose after we are fully vaccinated, and we still need to get a negative test after we are fully vaccinated, and we still need to wear a mask after we are fully vaccinated, and still be hospitalized after we have been fully vaccinated, it will likely come to the point where it's time for us to admit that we have been completely deceived.
Well, I think it's time to admit it, that we have been completely deceived, you know. And I just had a thought talking with Liam about monopolies. Do we have more monopolies before 1913 or more monopolies after? That'd be something to do a little research on, maybe for the next next week or something. Okay, getting back
to... Well, yeah, because you could have less monopolies but more companies within the monopoly.
Well, what made me think of it is Pfizer a monopoly? Is the health industry becoming a monopoly?
I don't trust any of the Western.
Is Bill Gates a monopoly?
Yeah, because you have only three major companies,
so
really.
So my point
stuff,
is...
But it encompasses all the companies.
My point is it seems like we're getting a lot more monopolies now than we ever had before.
So here's what's interesting to me is Friday is where news goes to die. They
right.
A lot of times...
That's when they release the stories they don't want anybody to hear.
This Friday, yeah. There was a Rasmussen report that ended up coming out that's pretty damn important. So, COVID-19, virus death versus vaccine deaths. Nearly as many Americans believe someone close to them died from side effects of COVID-19 vaccine as died from the disease itself. The latest Rasmussen reports, national telephone and online surveys find that 11% of American adults say a member of their household died from COVID-19, while 86% answered no. 10% say a member of their household whose death they think had been caused from side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, while 85% says there was no such deaths in their household.
Well, it's funny you brought that up. I just happened to have some stats here that just came in, and this is the U.S. COVID-19 vaccine injury report. You can go to the Defender and see it. And the researchers behind the vaccine damage report that was released this month, I haven't got all of the things going here, but the portfolio manager, Finance Technologies, that was founded by BlackRock Portfolio Manager, which is kind of a dichotomy or an interesting thing to be reporting this. It says Edward Dowd came out this, who came out with their whistleblower as a whistleblower against the COVID-19 shots and Big Pharma corruption, is the author of Case Unknown, the epidemic of sudden deaths in 2021 and 2022. The estimated 2022 U.S. vaccine damage report, estimated costs, 26.6 million injuries, 1.36 million disabilities, 300,000 excess deaths. The estimated costs from an economic standpoint are total $147.8 billion. That's injuries, $89.9 billion. Disabilities, $52.2 billion. And excess deaths at $5.6 billion. You can look this stuff all up. I'm just reporting it. But, you know, at what point in time do you go, hey, there's something wrong here? Gee, should we go get our booster now?
Yeah, no problem. What are we up to? 7 or 8 now?
Everybody I know knows somebody, at least one person who's either died or been injured from the vaccine. Everybody.
Yep.
And so at what point in time do we admit that Pfizer is maybe not operating for the best interest of the people it's purported to be helping?
Well, and meanwhile, you have Pfizer constantly on almost every one of these big stations. They're the ones that's constantly pumping out this money. Brought to you by Pfizer. Brought to you by Pfizer.
You know, the best
YouTube video.
The best one was it the Grammys where the devil came out and they had the
Satanic worship.
Satanic worship. And then right after it was over and the devil and the program in the middle or whatever they were doing, it was some, I can't remember her name.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Pfizer. You know, and you go, wow, you know, that's good. Satan's all right. Having Satan in the Grammys, no problem. I bet you if Jesus Christ was did a little song and dance number like something out of History of the World.
Well, I mean, look at anywhere on it. So like ChatGPT, it's come out now that it's super woke. No, big surprise.
Yeah.
And so it has no problem making a joke about Jesus, but ask it to make a joke about Muhammad. It goes, as an AI platform, I cannot turn around and do any of that for you. That would be just out of the realm of what I can do. But Jesus all day long, man. Make it happen.
Okay, so I guess on Tucker, we've got this. I'm looking at a tweet from the Vigilant Fox here. Fauci, and I'm not going to play the clip. I guess it was on Tucker. Fauci admits he had a bad vaccine reaction in the new documentary film.
I got that too. On his second jab that he was feeling like,
I got my second vaccine yesterday and I feel like crap. And that wasn't the term he used. And then you see, you know, I mean, come on. And he's got a documentary out showing that he's walking around New York and some guy's up there schooling him. Yeah, you guys are just getting control of everything and blah, blah, blah. And he's kind of, well, you know, you need to go to the next door. And then, oh, he must be a conspiracy theorist. You know, we don't want to talk to him. But I don't know. I mean, it's surreal right now. It really is. When you look around what's going on in the world, you know, and gee, are we being distracted from a monetary collapse in the banking system, do you think? I don't know. Seems like it, from what I'm hearing, it's getting worse. And it seems like there's going to be more. And it seems like there's a lot more banks in trouble than we're being led to believe. And, gee, are they going to try to move us into a cryptocurrency? Central bank digital currency? I don't know. I would suggest that everybody read Mike Maloney's new book, Gold, Silver, and the Rush into Gold and Silver in the 21st Century. Very well done, very well researched. It's a good book. You might want to read it and kind of bone up on a little bit of that stuff, and maybe there's some answers in there for you. I guess we could talk about Trump being indicted. I don't know. Everybody else is talking about it. I think it's kind of a distraction.
I think it is, but by the same token, well, let me read this real quick, because I think this pretty much sums it up. This is from Vivek Ramsway's statement on the indictment of the 45th President of the United States on immediate release of March 30th, 2023. Columbus, Ohio presidential candidate Vivek Ramsway released the following statement in an indictment of his opponent and former President Donald Trump. The politically motivated indictment of the 45th President of the United States marks a dark moment in American history. This indictment will undermine public trust in our electoral system and in our justice system. It is un-American for the ruling party to use police power to arrest its political rivals. Principles go beyond partisanship. And the American people should decide who governs, not politically ambitious prosecutors. Our entire country is skating on thin ice right now and cannot afford to politicize the justice system, or else we will reach our breaking point. I pray for our national unity and call on every current and prospective presidential candidate in both parties to condemn this dangerously politicized prosecution. Right on. And that's the simple fact of the matter. If you have a ruling party that goes after their political opponent and arrests them because they fear that they may end up becoming the next president, you are literally in a dictatorship.
That's right. You're right? In a banana republic. And then, you know, what's, you know, listening to Dan Bongino this last week, and I think he's right when he's talking about if Trump gets in there, these guys are terrified because he's going to start firing everybody and everything. And if he fires people, you know, 50 people in one day and they complain, fire 100 the next. They need to get clean house on this swamp. They need to clean house on these people that have been in power for a long, long time. And that's really what this is all about, is there is a political elite class that is no longer responsible to the public, whether it's the FBI, whether it's the three-letter organizations, take your pick.
Right, it's almost like a parallel government.
It is a parallel.
Yeah, going on there, yeah.
The problem is what we see right now is I don't think this gets better. I don't see this. Oh, okay, so let's say he gets in, and let's say he starts going through and he starts cleaning house. They're going to say the exact same thing about what we're saying right now. And yes, they started it, and yes, there needs to be pushback against this crap, but the fact of the matter is we are spiraling headfirst, headlong, into a civil war in this country.
Maybe. Right. Maybe. We'll see.
That, we do have a caller. We've got, I believe it's Andrew on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, gang. Hey, I'm going to predict Deutsche Bank is the next big one to drop, and the reason I say this is a week or two before SBC, the the Silicon Valley Bank, dropped, Cramer, the economist, I believe he's on MSNBC.
Oh, he's that brilliant guy who's right every single time, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he said SBC is going to be a brilliant. You need to
buy, buy. Zing, 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 zing.
Last Sunday, he said the same thing about Deutsche Bank. My
So that translates into English as a run on the bank.
Yeah, right. No, he's trying. Well, anyway, he's a deep state artist. We know this. I was watching on the Fringe. I don't know if you ever pay attention to him, Dan, on the Fringe, but he's fantastic. And as he said, as he was watching it, he saw his soul leave his body.
That's funny stuff there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Anyway, Hang on, folks. Get out of the banks right now and move into the smaller ones, opposite of what they say.
I'd say I'd get your money in gold, silver, or crypto, whatever you feel the most comfortable with, and the one that you understand the most, because you have to do a little research.
Or all of the above.
But
well, we should cover that topic. Oh, go ahead.
I have no money in the bank because I've been a slave.
Here's the thing, Andrew. You got to actually have some money first before you pull it out of the bank.
Right. You know, you might pop a loan.
There you have it.
With the banks so bad, and they want to take us through the crypto or the digital
CBDCs.
Currency, our contracts are then null and void because it says to pay back with dollars.
Right, so absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, especially the EFTs on silver and gold. I wouldn't get into EFTs or any of the paper trades.
Oh, you know what? When we spoke a few weeks ago, you know, we were saying the paper's oversold like 100 times. No, it's much more than 100 times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ever, I believe.
That's what they're reporting on the books. We don't know what's on the hidden balance sheet.
Okay, so believe the book. Anyway, thank you very much. And thank you for bringing along your board man and educating him. I thought that was wonderful.
All right, very good. He'll
never put me on again.
Hey, Liam's a good guy.
He's a trooper.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Right on, kid. Hey, thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks,
you
Andrew.
Bet.
Okay, so I'm going to play this Jesse Waters clip real quick.
One second.
Me. It's only a minute and a half.
One second.
Okay, go ahead. What do you
One
got?
Second.
You always say this. What's up?
U.S. debt clock. Right now, we are underwater. U.S. total national debts, $180 trillion. U.S. unfunded liabilities, $182 trillion.
You had to look.
By definition, bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in the last
century. We've been
century.
There for a while.
It's not going to be the last decade. It's going to be the last century.
No, it hasn't actually flipped. What I'm saying is all of the crap we own together is $2 trillion under what
well,
we have in
go,
unfunded
go,
liabilities.
Go ahead and look at the full amount of debt in derivatives. What's that say? 680-something trillion?
No, I have
We're
to check
underwater.
That.
It's right there. If you look, it's right there in the middle. All you got to do is look. It's 680-something trillion is the last I checked. I haven't looked at it for a while because what's a trillion between friends?
I don't look at it. Just it is more depressing.
I'll pull it up if you want.
Yeah, you can pull it up.
All right, okay,
I'm looking right now.
No, I see it. No, $648,972,000,000.
We're not in debt. Come on. What's up? You know, that's like more cash than is it. There's only like $4 trillion in actual cash dollars in existence. So they could probably have an amount of cash that would go to Mars and back or something with that. It's not fake, is it?
You own nothing and you like it.
Yeah, that's what's right. The problem?
Shut up, you little worm.
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to Jesse Waters. This is about Biden being such a diverse guy.
He's such a diverse guy.
Here we go.
Joe Biden's always been known for being a vivid storyteller. And say what you will about the big guy, but he has a way of making himself the center of every story.
So I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
I got my education for real in the black church. And that's not out of purpose, it's a fact.
I probably
went to school
more than many of you did.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden may be the first black Puerto Rican Jewish truck driving professor president, but believe it or not, there's even more to the story of Joe Biden. Listen to this.
Greek American constituents in Delaware sometimes refer to
Joe Biden
as the man sitting behind your father who helped me my very first campaign directly behind you.
He's Greek now, folks.
Was the nickname I got early on when I won by 3,200 votes for the Senate seat when I was 29 years old. Is because started calling me Joe Bidenopoulos because oh you think I'm kidding. I'm not joking.
That's a fact, Jack. No joke.
Bidenopoulos. So for keeping track, Joe Biden's now the first black Puerto Rican Greek Jewish truck driving professor president. And if Joe Biden makes any more additions to that list, we will surely report it back.
Wow.
Joe Biden's always
Wow.
So I have another one that's almost just as dumb. It did come out on April 1st. However, it's not an April Fool's joke. I will preface this by saying a light bulb was such a good idea, it became a symbol for good ideas. Now, moving forwards from the first, this is reported from Fox News, Biden administration moving forwards with light bulb bans in the coming weeks.
Wow.
The Biden administration is preparing to implement a sweeping nationwide ban on commonly used light bulbs as part of its energy efficiency and climate agenda. The regulations which prohibit retailers from selling iridescent light bulbs were finalized by the Department of Energy on April 2022 and are slated to go into effect on August 1st, 2023. The DOE will begin full enforcement of ban on that date, but it has already urged retailers to begin transitioning away from light bulb type and in recent months began issuing warning notices to companies.
Well, it shouldn't bother some people because the lights are not on like Joe Biden. They don't have to worry about it, you know?
I don't know. You can't make this crap up.
I can't hear you.
I know all of a sudden we went south.
Yeah, I can't hear nothing.
I'm not even sure we're on the air at this point.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, we're not on the air anymore. Nothing.
I think we're back.
Oh,
there we
go. We're back.
What is with the going off and on thing? I noticed it during the week.
Well, it doesn't really go on mine. It doesn't go off and on, but it does that vibrating stuff.
It does the you're starting to sound like under pressure.
Yeah,
starting to sound like little like Joe Bidenopoulos there.
True in a shabada under pressure.
Jeez, unbelievable.
Now speaking
that's the guy at the helm right now. Do you have confidence now?
No, the plane is crashing. But aside from that.
That plane has already crashed. I'm sorry, but yeah.
I don't
know. So aside from that, there is an article that has, this is from timcast.com, and DeSantis slams Trump's indictment as a weaponization of the legal system, will not assist in any potential extradition requests. DeSantis also said he would not assist in an extradition request if one is made for the former president.
I think you ought to just stay in Florida and give him the finger myself.
Send his attorney over there and say, hey, I'm going to chill out. I got beachfront property over here. And
the other side of that is that they're going to make posters of how he's been persecuted in the camp. I already seen a camp. He's already got a campaign ad generated. I saw it yesterday about the evil of the deep state and how they're persecuting him just because he's the political opponent. And is there a valid argument against that? I mean, let's see, the statute of limitations is up. Everybody else has dropped it. It's a misdemeanor. He's trying to put into a felony. At what point in time do you go, this case doesn't hold water? Oh, we're going to get him this time. Rob Reiner's, we're going to get him this time. This is like the 15th time he's going to jail. He's going to prison. I mean, personally, I would just stay in Florida. I'd just give him the finger.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're not operating in a legal... But maybe he's going to make some political capital out of it. I don't know.
Oh, no. My understanding is they can't even put him in jail anyway.
No, because...
Because of the Secret Service.
Right. He has specific protection from the Secret Service that overrides this moron DA, Manhattan. I mean...
And how much money is this costing us to do all of this with...
And you got the guy on tape saying he's going to go after Trump before he even gets elected. He hasn't even seen there's no evidence yet. He doesn't know. And his wife bragging about it, and they're going after Trump. I mean, at what point in time do you show that this is a malicious prosecution? And I would turn around and file charges against him for abuse of his office. Gee, did anybody think of that? I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe he has a death wish. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's absolutely crazy.
Well, and I'm looking at a story right now, speaking of which, this is the Gateway Pundit, and the title of it is, Bragg was looking to charge Trump with a felony, could land himself in prison for years instead. I think that's what they need to do here. I think they ought to turn around, and this is by Jack Davis of Western Journal. A Manhattan attorney tries to hang a felony. See, you can't do that in a legal world. You can't just, you know, as a prosecutor, start charging people with felonies when there's no evidence. That's called malicious prosecution. That is a crime in itself.
It's called anarcho-tyranny, and that's what we've had for years now.
So, this guy better have something. Okay, so they've got these 30 counts or whatever. There better be something of substance in there. I mean, there better be something of substance there. If I'm Trump, I'd turn around and charge that guy with malicious prosecution and sue him and for everything he's worth and put it, you know, and have him charged, file a criminal complaint. That's what I would do.
Did you see this headline? President Trump raises over $4 million in 24 hours after bogus indictment by Soros. Back DA Alvin Bragg.
Well, the guy's the master of the media. He's going to milk this for everything it's worth. And they're up to like 83% now that are going to vote for Trump now anyway, because anybody with a half a freaking brain, a marble rolling around inside of an empty shell of a head, has got to see that this is politically motivated.
Gas prices still suck. Food prices suck. Everything across the board for everybody except for these elites, except for these guys who are just rolling in all these money.
So what else are these people up to if they've got everybody so focused on President Trump?
Oh, I've got it right here.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Biden is focused right now.
I think it's the banking myself, but yeah, go ahead.
March 31st. President Biden proclaimed March 31st Transgender Day of Visibility. The proclamation follows a series of efforts from the Biden administration to highlight LGBT cultural issues.
In the meantime, we got Janet Yellen saying we had to bail out the banks because it was going to cause a systemic collapse of the banking system. But don't worry, the banking system is sound. She said that. That's an almost actual quote, word for word, in the same sentence. The banking, we had to stop it from collapsing, but it's sound. It's like the South Park thing where the guy goes and it's gone. You know, so that's not a distraction where everybody in the world is going to have a poof moment on their bank accounts. All we've got is Airbucks that are digital. Can you imagine? This whole thing is one big digital empire of freaking air. And if that collapses, oh, well, Trump, he needs to be charged with some outdated finance campaigning thing where he paid off some prostitute 7 years ago. But, hey, the banking system, no big deal. Everybody, you know, worldwide collapse, you know, cats and dogs living together in sin, you know, apocalyptic stuff. But let's go after Trump again. And what is this? I mean, somebody give me a count on the failed attempts at going after Trump since he got involved in the process.
I don't know if we can count that high. It hasn't stopped.
But we really mean it this time.
Yeah.
These guys are morons.
He's really guilty.
And I think this whole thing is falling apart, period. I think it's going to be, gee, do you have enough food to make it through the winter next year? I don't know. That's my thought process.
Well, and here's a really – this one's an interesting one. So in 26 we don't have time to cover this. We only got 2 minutes left. this one's a big one.
You might save that for next week.
We'll have to save this.
We won't be
week.
On the air. It'll be either a recording or a past show because next week is Easter.
Sunday.
Well, we will be doing the podcast tomorrow, I guess. We haven't done a podcast for a couple of weeks for a couple of different reasons. So maybe we'll put something together in the podcast tomorrow, and you can go to Mountain Top Media and mountaintopmedia.com, or you go to Rumble at MKent101, Sovereign Minds.
Yeah. And we're at the end of the show,
all right,
folks.
Well, remember.
Everybody have a good Easter before
remember,
we get out of here.
Remember.
Remember.
Remember this. The government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master, George Washington.
And we will see you all in 2 weeks.
All gun control is racist, and for next week, he is risen. Have a great week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.